May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, O Rock and Redeemer. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Belief is the theme of our gospel today, but belief is hard to come by these days. It is, of course, something we long for. We want to believe. We want someone or something to help us believe, but we've been disappointed all too often before. That knowledge lingers in the background of Ted Lasso, one of this year's award-winning sitcoms. In it, a man by the same name, Coach Lasso, played by Jason Sudeikis, goes from coaching Division II football in Kansas to the ridiculous, unlikely, made-for-TV scenario of coaching a Premier League soccer team in London. Coach Lasso is a fish out of water across the pond, and yet he is absurdly, ridiculously upbeat, undeterred by his inability to make heads or tails of the game. He stumbles through press conferences, trying to make sense of a sport played in halves, not quarters. He struggles to understand the offside rule or why a game would ever come to an end on a tie. And yet, whatever he lacks in soccer knowledge, he believes that he can more than make up for it with his coaching expertise. He tapes a sheet of paper over his office door, announcing for all the world to see the sum total of his coaching strategy. Believe, it reads. Believe. A handwritten manifesto, scrawled in black Sharpie and all caps. One by one, each of the team's players comes face to face with someone so incredibly guileless, so earnestly hopeful, and devoid of that fake flattery which we use to hide ourselves from others, that they can't help but reveal their true selves to him, both for good and for ill, I might add. One by one, Coach Lasso proclaims his unfailing, unwavering belief in their potential, the best version of themselves, even when they themselves doubt. You know, I can't help but wonder if Jesus had a similar impact on people. Today, we meet him in the Gospel of John, waxing eloquent with Nicodemus, that thoughtful skeptic who visits him in the middle of the night. We catch Jesus mid-speech in our reading, trying to sell Nicodemus on something that seems too good to be true, a thing that goes right over his head, the belief that one could be born again, that the slate could be wiped clean, the belief that God's favor could be so incredibly, undeniably, unremittingly on our side, despite all that has come before, and come what may. Jesus asks Nicodemus to believe. Believe in him and his promise. Believe in hope that it provides to a fragile, broken world. He asks Nicodemus to trust him, this wandering preacher from Galilee who claims to be the Messiah, the Word made flesh among us. You can't blame Nicodemus for being skeptical. He has seen these promises broken before. Would-be messiahs have come and gone. Maybe he has even fallen for one, hoping for rest for his weary soul and freedom from Roman rule. But Nicodemus is no fresh-faced fanatic. He will not be duped. He knows how the world actually works. He looks upon this plain-faced son of Mary with cautious regard. You've got promise, kid. Maybe I'll keep in touch. Who can blame him? Who can blame Nicodemus? We all know the disappointment of defeat. We all know that sooner or later, even the most inspiring leader will let you down. Most days, the very best I can personally muster is that cry elsewhere in the Gospel of Mark. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Jesus, though, he is persistent. He will meet you in the middle of the night. He will stand at your door and knock. Believe, he says, with the full weight of the command. Believe not in the wisdom of this world, but in the foolishness of those who dream of a better one. Believe, he says, not in the promises of a fallible leader, party, or flag, but in the God who knows you in your inmost being, for whom nothing is lost and from whom nothing is hidden. Believe, he says, not in your failures, but in God's power, not in your weakness, but in God's strength, not in your insecurities or the fears which compel men to put up walls, but in the God who is able to break them all down. Believe, he says. That's all it takes. You don't have to do it on your own. You don't have to preach like Peter. You don't have to pray like Paul. You just have to believe in the mighty, wonder-working power of Jesus' love, the one who died for us all. Friends, we have reached an unimaginable anniversary today. We are marking 1 year today of socially distant, live-streamed Sunday services. I didn't think we would make it this long, and though there is a light at the end of the tunnel, though I am hopeful about our prognosis as vaccinations ramp up and case counts come down, I am deeply saddened by the cost. Over 500,000 lives lost in the U.S. alone, empty places at dinner tables across the globe, the exhaustion I hear in the voices of my friends who care for the sickest among us, the pain of those struggling to get by, suffering under the weight of griefs too numerous to name. Some days it just feels like too much, just too much. It's hard not to feel helpless in the face of these circumstances. And on such days, I try to remember that when we promise to live out the hope of the gospel, we never said we would do it alone. In response to each of the questions in the baptismal covenant, we always say, I will, with God's help. I will, with God's help. We can't do this alone, friends. Our faith rests on that admission, that God's power is manifest when we need it most. Friends, I invite you to place your hope on God alone, not on a leader or a flag, not in riches or earthly possessions, not on any passing, fleeting thing in this world, but instead on the only one who will see you through, the God who has led God's people through thick and thin since time immemorial, the one who broke Pharaoh's grip with the help of a stuttering prince and a couple Hebrew midwives, the one who took down Goliath with the help of a little shepherd boy, the one who defeated the Roman emperor from his perch on the old rugged cross. Let us place our hope in God alone, that hope against hope, the God of endless mercy, the God of unearned grace, the God who knows your very worst moment and loves you anyway. This is the God we serve. This I believe. This is the God in whom I place my trust. So let us go forth and share that God's love, even when, especially when, the night is at its darkest. Amen.